Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
White the inbounder. Brown fading away. Oh, yeah! What a shot!
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. No Keefe today. We got Shyman.
Yes, sir.
Taking you up until 2 o'clock with your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We'll get to NFL tiers coming up at 11:30. Good text here. Guys, you're wimps. I don't fear any team. Are we the best? Who knows?
All right,
but
dude,
we can match up with anyone. Let's just go play.
Well, is that Robert Spillane? He believes he's going to go 17-0 every year?
I don't know. I wasn't saying I would pick. I would probably pick the Broncos in Denver against the Patriots. That's probably the one team I would pick if the game's in Denver.
I don't know. After watching that Jacksonville game, I don't know.
I got you. I understand it. But then you're believing in Jacksonville from that, that's so true. I don't know how you feel about the Jags. There's two sides to that coin.
Fair point.
But, like, Patriots in Denver would probably be the one situation I would pick against the Patriots. Mm. But I don't know. I would rather face the Chargers than the Bills. If that offends the text line, I'm sorry to say it. But, like, I'd way rather face a team like L.A., than a team like the Bills, who have already beaten the Patriots. And really, in both games, I think the Patriots could have swept the Bills. I think Buffalo could have swept the Pats.
Agreed. Both of them were close games.
Based on how it went. So, yeah, there are some teams I'd rather face than that. That doesn't mean I'm picking against the Patriots.
Yeah.
Just there are teams I'd rather face. Yeah, well, I mean, I am.
We just have preferences.
I am a wimp. It just has nothing to do with that
take. Tell him that, Jones. Come on.
No. You're not wrong that I'm a wimp. I don't think that's a wimpy take, though. I think that's just a rational, reasonable thing. Anyway, we'll get to the Celtics here last night. Some thoughts on the Bruins as well. Celtics do win 103-95, although that doesn't tell the full story with how that game was going last night. Celtics were getting manhandled by the Pacers last night. Indiana was shooting the lights out early on. Celtics were down by 20 with 2:37 left in the third quarter. They gave up two or three straight offensive rebounds. And Mazzulla yanked the whole starting lineup, or at least the original starting lineup. Minot didn't start the second half. But he sat down Jalen Brown, Derek White, Peyton Pritchard, Nemias Keita. Sat them all down, put in the bench mob, and they went on a run, made the game closer, starters came back in, and the Celtics won it to a degree going away. Jalen said after the game he was pissed. Both he and Mazzulla talked about going to Celtics University and talked about how Mazzulla's pushing the right buttons, and we'll get to another comment by Jalen coming up here in a moment. But I do think last night, for everybody who says Joe Mazzulla is not a good coach, Joe Mazzulla is just about his systems and launching threes, and there's definitely something to that.
Sure.
But I think that can be true. Mazzulla loves his three-point attempts and loves his margins, like his four stat categories that he focuses
he
on heavily.
His two-on-ones.
Yeah, he loves all those things, right? Which I do think is a flaw in his coaching. Separate thought, he can also be a good coach. And this is kind of how I felt about Mazzulla all along. He's not perfect. Mm-hmm. Those things annoy me about Mazzulla too. But I think he's a good coach. And I think there's been a few instances of this year. There was a game against the Knicks where he was kind of spinning the dial. They couldn't match up against Karl Anthony Towns. He finally settled on Hugo Gonzalez. And it worked. And Towns went from crushing them and dominating them to doing really nothing. And that was Mazzulla coaching and going to his bench and trying different things, finding something and sticking with it. Yanking the whole starting lineup last night is coaching. And yeah, the Pacers are bad. The Knicks are really good. The Pacers are bad. I give Joe Mazzulla a lot of credit for that. I think that is evidence that he's a good coach, and you notice it more in a year without Tatum than maybe you would have with Jason Tatum.
And I think the more important indicator is just like the sign of growth, right? It's not I'm stuck in my ways. We have to do it this way. If we win, great. If we lose, it is what it is. I'm going down my way. No, it's I'm going to experiment. I'm going to find different ways to help this team succeed. And I think that is the biggest indicator that you have a good basketball coach. He's still learning. Like, he was thrust into this originally and now has had some time to kind of grow into himself. And yeah, he believes in shooting a bunch of three-pointers, but he's strayed away from that at times. He's gotten better, as you pointed out, those two occasions where, you know, he's getting Hugo Gonzalez in there or he pulls the entire starting lineup. I think that's the more important thing. He's not afraid to learn and grow and get better, and that's what's going to eventually make him a really good coach. Right now, he's a good coach. Eventually, he's not the best coach in the league, Wiggy, I'm sorry, but eventually he might get there. You never know, and I think it's showing even more now with Tatum not being there and it just being Jaylen Brown and Peyton Pritchard and Derek White.
So you mentioned the threes. The Celtics are still third in three-point attempts in the NBA, 42.9. So they're about a three-attempt away from the most in the league. That's the Golden State Warriors. But last year they shot more threes than twos. They were up over 48 three-point attempts a game. So there's been a little bit of a correction in that regard. And that frustrates me just like everybody else, as I said. But I think you can be frustrated with that and still give Mazzulla credit for being a good coach. The Celtics sit here now as the number three seed in the East at 18-11. They're a game up on Philly for the four seed. They're only 2.5 games back of the Knicks.
So the only question I would have is, do you think that this reverts once Tatum comes back? Is this simply an overreaction to Tatum being out and who Jaylen Brown is in his leadership role? Or is this Joe Mazzulla actually growing and learning?
I think a lot of it has to do with personnel. You know, when you have a big who shoots threes like Porzingis and Horford, when you have a guy who shoots a lot of threes like Drew Holiday, Tatum will shoot a lot of threes. Mm-hmm. I think they're playing with more of a post big than they have the last few years with Kata. So my guess is most of that is related to personnel. But when they get Tatum back, they'll probably launch a few more. The man loves a step back three, so I'm sure they'll launch a few more threes when Tatum is out there.
More than my JV basketball team. Like, it's just that's what this is true.
This is Coach Shine breaking down Mazzulla. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, exactly. Coach on coach crime.
Yes.
You know, it's just constructive.
Well, you have
criticism.
A coaching eye. You have an eye for this, a keen eye for this sort of thing. I forgot we're talking to Coach Shine.
Yeah, JV team undefeated so far this year, so there you go.
How many games?
Well, so we've only played one because our next two got canceled. It's not our fault.
They were afraid of you guys. They were like, oh my god. Yeah. Shime is coaching circles around everybody. We need more time.
We had back-to-back games. One was an away game. That school's gym, they lost Heat, so couldn't play that day.
A likely story.
That's what I'm saying.
A likely story.
And then the next day, we get an email from the other opposing team. Entire team is sick, has like the neuro. So
the whole store got the flu.
Whole JV team got the flu, so they couldn't play that game either. So we're waiting until after the Christmas break, and then we'll be back with a vengeance. Don't worry. We're going to go from 1-0 to 2-0, I promise.
They're working the transfer.
Sick brag, bro.
They're working the transfer portal or something
like
that.
Yeah, trying to get ready for it. They needed more time. Watch the tape.
Okay,
I get it.
So you're on. Undefeated.
Yep, damn right.
What's the record again?
1-0.
1-0?
Hey.
With a couple of they're fortunate you didn't make them forfeit.
Yeah.
Other coaches may have made them forfeit.
It was a 20-point win in that 1-0, I'll have you know. All right?
Real good. Celtics scoring, they're only +6 a night. So you're +20 and undefeated. So I think this is good criticism, good feedback, rather, for Joe Mazzulla. The Celtics last night and scoring one for Mazzulla as a coach, I think the coaching remember the finals last year, and I think Rick Carlisle, and I have a soft spot for Rick Carlisle. I love that Mavs team that beat the Heat. I hated that LeBron Heat team. I also likewise loved Jose Juan Barea of Northeastern fame with the Dallas Mavericks. So I have a soft spot for that Dallas team. I think Carlisle's a great coach. And I said it in the finals last year. I'm like, look at the system that Indiana runs, backdoor cuts and movement, and they're not just launching threes. And look at how Carlisle coaches that team. That's the impact that a coach can make. And again, I think Mazzulla's a good coach, but I think Carlisle has another gear. At least I thought that. The Celtics lose Jason Tatum this year. They're 18-11 and the 3 seed in the East. So they go from being, you know, a top team in the East, the top team in the East, to another good team in the Eastern Conference without Tatum, at least to this point.
You lose a top 5 player in the NBA.
The Pacers lose their guy. Same injury. Achilles injury. He's out for the year. We'll see if Tatum comes back. But right now, neither team has their guy. The Pacers are 6-23.
Yeah, they're not good.
Without Tyrese Halliburton. Now, they also lost Miles Turner in the offseason, but oh wait.
He didn't want to be there.
The Celtics lost Porzingis and Horford and Holiday, and their cheap-ass new owner doesn't want to spend any money on the new roster. And so I think this is a big, big, big feather in the cap for Joe Mazzulla. Look at the Celtics, 18-11 without Tatum. Look at the Pacers, 6 wins without Halliburton. They won 6 in the finals last year. They just barely matched that. So I think that tells you Mazzulla and his coaching and what he's able to do this year versus a guy who I think is a really good coach in Carlisle and hasn't been able to get anything out of the Pacers.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right in that regard. But I also think Jaylen Brown deserves a ton of credit, too. Like, he has stepped into that role as the number one guy with no Jason Tatum and done a really good job. I mean, he has scored a million 30-point games at this point, and we were critical at the beginning because he was just scoring. Since then, he's been better on the boards. He's been better with the assists. Like, he's a better overall player now than he was the first month of the season. And so I think he deserves a ton of credit for the success the Celtics are having at this point as well as Mazzulla.
Ah, speaking of Jaylen Brown.
Oh.
Who is, at last check, like 5th on the NBA.com MVP ladder. I think ESPN did a straw poll. They had him like 9th for the MVP. So having a very, very strong season, on track to be certainly an all-star, probably all NBA, et cetera, et cetera. This is Jaylen Brown after the game. He says, something very interesting here.
Ball means everything. I think this has been my favorite season so far. Being able to get an opportunity to lead a group of guys who, you know, some of us, we have some championship experience, but we have 5 or 6 new guys who haven't really played NBA basketball. And now we look like one of the better teams in the league. And that's just credit to our coaching staff and credit to our leadership that we've been able to get those guys comfortable. And we're playing some good basketball right now. So it means everything.
Okay.
Jones, did he say this is his favorite season in the NBA?
So far, he did, yes. They've won a championship.
I think there's
they've won a title, and he's like, yeah, you know what my favorite season is? Not the year we won, where I was Finals MVP in both the Eastern Conference Finals and the MVP NBA Finals. It is the year where I get to be the guy. You're going to Tatum. I'm not even saying it's a Tatum thing. I just think he's been relishing to be the guy, and it is probably his favorite season.
Been my favorite season so far.
Yeah, I've won a championship. I've been to the NBA Finals. I've been to Eastern Conference Finals.
He gets to run the show.
I get to run what makes it actually my favorite season is that I get to run the show and none of the other stuff. Yeah.
But like, this is what we've thought about Jaylen Brown now for years, that he wanted to be this guy. He finally gets his opportunity and we were all right. Like, we were all 100% right. He wants to be the alpha. He wants to be the leader. He wants to be the guy. And I think it's even better for him because he mentioned we have a lot of guys who had never played NBA basketball before. He's the one that gets to lead and teach all these guys. They're now going to be his guys and not Jason Tatum's guys. That's what he loves about this.
Well, I did like that, too. He's like the coaching and the leadership. It's like, Jaylen, you're the leader. So, yeah. Well, I mean, at least he didn't go third person and credit himself.
True.
But the leadership is what he said there. One more time, Jack, let's hear that again.
This has been my favorite season so far.
NBA Finals MVP, Eastern Conference Finals MVP, NBA champion. He has made all-star teams. He's been all NBA.
He was drafted before Tatum, wasn't he?
He was here for a whole year before Jason.
He was
Tatum,
a rookie of the year before Tatum got here.
This has been my favorite season so far.
I think he might have made all rookie team, maybe second team. But he was, not rookie of the year, but no. he was in the NBA a full year before Tatum. His favorite year ever. And so I don't read into it as a Tatum thing. Like, I don't think that's a shot at Tatum, and trust me, I'd love to go there. And if you want to go there, shine by all means.
I'll go there.
But I don't think it's that. I just think he's wanted it. He's been waiting to prove the point that he can be the guy and he's proving that point. And I think it's as much about that. I don't think it's a Tatum thing. I think it's about validating his status as one of the guys, which he desperately cares about.
Well, no. So it's for me, it's 100% a there's no Tatum here thing, just because he was the Eastern Conference Finals MVP and then won an NBA title. But this is his favorite season so far.
Yep.
Like, and it's specifically because Jason Tatum isn't here. Even when he was winning Eastern Conference Finals MVP, he knew he wasn't getting all the credit. Jason Tatum was getting the credit. In the finals, he is not getting the credit. Tatum's getting the credit. Damn it, I want the credit. That's Jaylen Brown. That's exactly what he wants. That's why this is his favorite season. It's an anti-Tatum thing. Like, he doesn't want to be second to anybody, even if they are better than him.
Okay.
This has been my favorite season so far.
You know what, Chime?
I kind of like it, though.
You know what, Chime? No disrespect to Rich Keefe. This has been my favorite show of the year so far. No disrespect to Rich.
Oh, thanks,
it had nothing to do with him. This just happens to be my favorite show. That's all.
Yeah. Nothing to do with him at all.
No, it's relevant. It has nothing to do with him. Is it fair to say the Celtics are exceeding expectations this year?
No, so I think they're kind of...
No.
No, I think they're right up, maybe slightly. Like, I had them right in this spot.
Pick one, because I think they're around where I thought, but, like, pick one. Have they exceeded or have they not?
Okay, I'll say exceeded, but it's very slight. Like, they are kind of right where they should be. This is a... They were coming off, as you pointed out, they were the best team in the East. And now you're a couple slots down because you don't have a top five player in the NBA on your roster anymore. But the other guy, the other superstar, the other guy with a max contract is stepping up, is playing well. The rest of the guys are getting better, improving. Your coach is improving. Like, I think they're right about where they should be. I felt like before the season started, you should finish right around the 4 seed. They're the 3 seed. So, yeah, they're technically exceeding it, but it's very slight.
I mean, look, you were higher on them than I was. I said top 6. I wanted to go top 4. I thought they'd make like a real move in the offseason. They didn't.
I just think the East isn't that good.
No, it's not. And so
I think that's the big thing.
That's why I was comfortable going top 6, which honestly was too low. I mean, they should be once you add Tatum to this.
You're the best team in the East.
Right. And it doesn't mean you'll finish with the best record in the regular season, but add Tatum to this. Could you beat New York? Oh, guess what? You already have without him. And I know they've beaten you too, but you already have beaten them for a game. You beat them in the playoffs for a game last year without Jason Tatum. A game. Could you beat the Detroit Pistons with Jason Tatum? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, with Tatum, depending on when he comes back, I think you could be the best team in the
East. And you fully expect Tatum to come back, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Brad Stevens basically told us that, was it last week? A lot of people made a big deal about the DPE line, the disabled player exception, which they never applied for, which he could have come back even if they applied for it. I didn't make a big deal out of that. His line where he's like, the important thing with our leadership here, to use Jaylen's word, is that guys want to play. I'm like, he's telling you that Tatum wants to come back, and once he's cleared, he's going to play. So I think February. Honestly, I don't know the day, but I think February.
I wonder
back.
If that's going to change Jaylen's opinion on if this is his favorite season.
Guys, I lied. It's not my favorite season anymore.
It's not, you know, it was a really good season, but now it's just kind of another season.
All right, people want to weigh in. Jim in the car on Jaylen Brown's comments. Kelly and Amherst on Jaylen Brown's comments. Tarek says, Shime is the biggest clown in the universe. Go ahead, Tarek. Hello.
In the universe. In the multiverse.
Ooh, multiverse.
You know why?
Why?
Because you don't take all the information. You're supposed to have like a whole quote, and you chop up the piece that you like to hit the little buzzer so you can keep repeating it, but you don't want to listen to the fact
that... This has been my favorite season so far.
The beginning, that you had tweets... Load it up. You had him in the chamber for us to fall on our face, for me to fall on my face. Keep waiting. Where's that quote? Keep waiting. Where's the keep waiting quote?
But, like, I didn't believe he was going to fall on his face.
Expectation.
But I never felt like he was going to fall on his face.
He quoted it in the interview. He said, I know they keep waiting for me to fall.
Yeah, it was a different
answer. They keep waiting for us to fall.
We didn't cut it out of the answer.
Hold on.
Tarek, what is...
Because the expectations...
Yeah, because Jason Tatum's not here.
Yeah,
the expectations were lower.
No, the expectation was they had no shot. You even said it on this damn station that they had no shot without Tatum. And guess what? He's throwing it in everybody's face.
Tarek, he said they'd be top 4.
You, Sean,
I said before the season they were going to be number 4 in the East.
They're number 3.
Walmart breakdowns. Get out of here, man.
Breakdowns.
Crazy. You want there to be a schism so bad. You're like,
but there is.
You know what, Tarek? I now agree with you. You're a bad person over there. Trying to create schism.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to
create drama. Yeah, I'm not the one going out and saying, this is my favorite season ever so far, and talking about all the guys who have never played NBA basketball on my team that I now get to lead. Nope, that's not me. I'm definitely not doing that.
All right. Good work by Shime. 617-779-7937.
Walmart analysis. I like Walmart's a great store. They got everything.
Give Tarek your credentials again as a head coach.
1-0 as a JV basketball coach, Tarek. Come on.
Sick brag, bro.
Undefeated.
I don't know if you're playing your games in the sports aisles there with the little hoops at the end in Walmart. I don't know if you're doing that or not. But undefeated with a plus 20 scoring margin.
Damn right.
That's Shine. That's his resume. You can take that to Walmart. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback coming up. Thoughts on the Red Sox and Bruins as well. You want to talk about Jaylen Brown, you can. We'll get to a Tier Tuesday right after Trending with Billy.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by CosFit Kids. The Celtics are now on a three-game winning streak after last night's 103-95 victory over the Pacers at the Garden last night. Jaylen Brown led all scorers with 31 points. C's also got 19 points from Derek White, and Peyton Pritchard and Anthony Simons each scored 11 in the victory. Celtics are now off until Friday when the C's will be in Indiana to play the Pacers once again. Patriots quarterback Drake May and cornerback Christian Gonzalez have been selected to the Pro Bowl. This Sunday, the Pats will be in New York to take on the Jets. Last night on Monday Night Football, the 49ers defeated the Colts 48-27. Tonight, the Bruins wrap up a five-game homestand with a matchup against the Canadiens. The Bees are looking to snap a three-game losing streak. Puck drop at the TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. And last night, the BC Eagles defeated FDU 72-61. Up next for BC, the Eagles will host Lemoyne on Sunday afternoon. CosFit Kids reminds you, time is running out to donate your car for 2025. Any car, running or not, can be picked up as soon as tomorrow. Call 1-877-COSFITKIDS now to secure your 2025 tax deduction and vacation voucher. That's CAS with a K. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI. It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
Let's go!
Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. No Keefe today. Chris Scheim is in. Coach Scheim?
Yes, sir.
Or as the text line refers to it, it is dark and delusional with Jones and Scheim on WEEI. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Tier Tuesday, we're going to tier off NFL teams here today, Shine, which
yes,
I'm excited about. We have them in various tiers. As Keith likes to say, though, the tiers are fluid, so we can update accordingly. But we will start at the top with the best around. You're the best around. These teams are the best around, Shime, is what they are. Tier below that, just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Those teams are, of course, just a bit outside the teams that are the best around.
Mm-hmm.
After that, very popular, the Frisky tier. These are your Frisky teams?
My favorite.
You like the Frisky?
That's my favorite tier.
You suggested this one, Shime, the Amber Lamps tier.
Great Amber Lamps.
That's going to be for an injured team.
Yeah, there's a couple injured teams out there.
There are. They're not. They're not just bad. They're a little banged up.
A little banged up.
Next to the last tier, dealing with amateurs.
We are dealing with amateurs.
And then, of course, the bottom tier, just straight up trash.
I think it's trash.
Okay, those are our tiers. Let's start with our teams here, Billy. Who do we got?
All right, in the AFC East, the Patriots are 12-3.
Okay.
They have to be best around,
they
right?
have to be the best around. You're the best around. Don't think we need to debate it.
No, not at all. Drake May is the best in football. It's fine.
Oh, we're not tearing off Drake May. We're tearing off NFL teams.
Yeah, well, he's part of the Patriots, so Patriots, that makes them the best.
Patriots are best around. Who else here, Bill?
11-4 Bills.
Best around?
I would say best around.
Are we going to go that high?
I mean, they have the best football player on the planet. The roster is not that good, but like Josh Allen is so good that they're going to be Super Bowl contenders. They have to be there. Right?
Some of it is just the rest of the AFC, too.
You look at his resume compared to everybody else's.
Very much wide open for them. Okay, who else?
Dolphins at 6-9.
Okay.
Amateurs?
I think amateurs probably, what are they, 6 wins right now?
Yeah, they did win 5 in a row at one point. They had a chance to make the playoffs and then fell apart.
Last week was really bad. I was really bad last week.
Yeah, but then again, they are starting Quinn Ewers now.
That's
reports are probably not going to stick with Tua next year.
He's an amateur.
Yeah, he's definitely an amateur.
Let's put them there.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Okay.
Because they're not like the worst team in football, but they're definitely not good.
No, I think I'm with you, though. I think there's a tier below teams like the Dolphins for sure. Who else, Bill?
3-12 Jets.
Okay. This would be an example.
I think it's trash.
Toss that one directly into the bin.
Jackson, you're right.
Nailed.
Next up.
AFC North, the Steelers at 9-6.
I still want to say Frisky, but maybe that makes me a hater. Are they Frisky?
I think they're just a bit outside.
I don't know
what it is about the Steelers team.
Just a bit outside.
They just win games. Like, they win games they have no business winning. They kicked the crap out of the Detroit Lions in that game, it felt like.
They did. Billy, break the tie. Are they Frisky or are they just a bit outside?
I think they're Frisky.
Yeah.
All right.
In your face, Sean.
That's where they go. 0-1. I'm officially 0-1 on tiers, but I'm 1-0 as a coach.
Billy gets it. You know who to side with, Bill. Good work. Exactly. Who else?
7-8 Ravens.
Amber Lamps? Lamar Jackson has been injured all season. That defense was a mess for the first, 2 months.
Are we putting him there because Lamar's hurt again?
Yeah.
If Lamar wasn't hurt, where would you put them?
Probably Frisky.
Amateurs? Okay.
Ooh, or amateur. Yeah. Like Frisky amateur. That's why I'm thinking Amber Lamps. They're right in between Frisky. Like when Lamar plays.
A Frisky amateur is something that you could probably make a lot of money with.
Yeah, yes, you can.
But okay.
I think a lot of people have made money with that. But like it's.
Great Amber Lamps.
When Lamar is healthy, they're Frisky. When he's not, they're just Amber Lamps because he's hurt.
All right, let's pop him in the Amber Lamps. What else?
Great Amber Lamps.
Bengals, 5-10.
This has to be amateurs.
Thank you. I thought you were about to say Amber Lamps. No,
we are dealing with amateurs.
No. Joe Burrow is healthy. Jamar Chase is healthy. T. Higgins missed a week with a concussion, but he was healthy last week. This team is just not that good. They looked awful against the Ravens 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Awful.
Sad Joe Burrow, although he was back in a big way this past week.
Yeah. Miami, also amateurs. So, if you're going to power rank them, I know Keith doesn't like to do that, but if you're going to power rank
I love to do that.
Power rank them in the tier.
Oh, in fact, you know what?
Bengals ahead of Dolphins.
I'm going to do that. Keith never does that. I'm going to put the best team.
I agree with you. You should power rank them in the tiers.
Oh, it's good to have the power in the tiers. I'm going to put the best team to the left of the tier.
Yeah, make sure you put the Patriots to the left of the Bills.
Oh, they're there.
Yeah, okay, good.
Don't you worry about that. All right, Bengals have shifted to the left of Dolphins, but on the same
love
tier.
Oh,
I like this. Okay, keep going.
3-12 Browns.
They're trash.
Trash.
Yeah.
I think it's trash.
Simple.
No other real place
for them. Kevin Stefanski, do you think he's still a coach next year?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a coordinator. But like a passing game coordinator.
Oh, no,
quarterback
be,
coach?
I think he'll be an offensive coordinator somewhere.
Okay.
But just not with the Browns.
Wouldn't want it to be for my team, that's for sure. No. Okay, who else?
Eight to the AFC South, Jaguars, 11-4.
I want your answer on this.
I am so close to saying the best around.
No.
I will stick with just a bit outside.
Thank you.
Just a bit outside.
I'm real close, though. I'm on the edge.
They've been promoted. They're cats. Typically, they go frisky.
Oh,
but they've
true.
Been. You win in Denver. You get to go up a tier just a bit outside.
Trevor Lawrence has
just
been
just a bit outside.
Awesome for a month now. Like, in his last two games, I think he's thrown 10 touchdowns, zero interceptions. Like, he has been all the things you thought you were going to get out of college, you're finally getting, which is kind of nice.
I think, not to go, full grandpa in Vietnam era, but, like, I think the hippie needs a haircut. I think that would be, like, a real thing for him to do. But he could really, like, pivot to that later in his career.
I think also, too, there's a bit more. I think, and again, credit to Liam Cohen, there's an FU to his game this year that was never there before, where now he's,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but, think of it with, like, a buzz cut, like a flat top.
With Keith's hair.
Yeah, like a real FU.
Oh.
No one has Keith's hair. That's just a crazy thing
fair
to
point,
say.
Fair point. Yeah,
okay, we'll put them just a bit outside. Who else, Billy?
10-5 Texans.
10-5 Texans.
So I would go frisky for the Texans. I don't think they're quite just a bit outside. I think it's just a defense. Like, I don't trust. Did you see CJ Stroud against the Raiders this week?
Do you want to add just the defense for a tier? No. I would argue just a bit outside. Billy, break another tie. Are the Texans just a bit outside or are they frisky?
Frisky.
Let's go, Bill!
All right.
All right, we're back on the board.
To the left of Frisky. I don't appreciate that, Billy, whatsoever. What else?
8-7 Colts.
8-7 Colts.
Amber lamps.
Amber lamps?
Yeah. Like, their season was going great, and then guys started getting hurt. DeForest Buckner got hurt. Daniel Jones got hurt. Anthony Richardson's taken a stretching band to the face, and he's on IR.
Sauce Gardner they acquired.
Sauce Gardner, the first game, gets hurt.
All right. All right, Amber lamps. I don't like them, but that's probably the right spot for them.
Bring Amber lamps.
Okay, who else?
3-12 Titans.
3-12 Titans are trash.
Trash.
I think it's trash.
Although, I gotta say, though,
they're, like, playing a little better.
Yeah, they're building their way towards amateurs, but they're not there yet.
If you were gonna rank them in trash, I have them in between the Jets and the Browns now.
Yeah.
Or are they less trash?
They're better than both of them.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. Let's put them to the right of that. Okay.
Because I think Cam Ward is, like, there's moments there where he's not bad. It's just I think the rest of the team sticks.
Okay. Who else?
To the west, the Broncos are 12-3.
Yeah, best around. You're the best around. They won 11 in a row, Jones.
Uh-huh. But what happened last week?
Yeah, they got beat by the Jaguars.
These are present-day tiers.
Yeah, I know.
They lost to the Jaguars, who are on just a bit outside.
Just because they're present-day doesn't mean you forget about the last 2 months.
Say it again.
And with long hair.
Yeah, oh, man. If Trevor Lawrence took Bo Nix's haircut.
Might have had like a 60-point game.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're right.
I want to put him just a bit outside. Billy?
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Okay. Oh, I like it.
Okay. You guys are not. I'm trying to fight for my guy Keith here and his guy Bo Nix, but I just can't do it.
This is not a Bo Nix fandom.
No, it is not.
What else?
Chargers, 11-4.
Have to be in the same spot.
Yeah,
just
I
a
agree.
Bit outside.
I agree.
Just a bit outside.
There's still like a chance the Chargers win that division too, by the way, which would be very interesting.
Yeah, that's why the Broncos don't belong on the best around tier.
Fine.
Although I guess there's a chance the Bills could win the tier as well. We have them both ahead.
What Justin Herbert has done with one hand here the last couple weeks has been kind of impressive. So,
yeah, it's not his throwing hand.
No, but like it's still one hand.
Yeah.
And he's out there taking hits more than anybody. He has taken more hits in a single game than Drake May if he played 100 Ravens games.
Look, you give me one hand, I can make it work. That's all. I don't need the second one.
Oh, yeah.
Sick brag, bro.
Jones is very familiar with Joe.
Doesn't even matter which one. I can make it work.
Have you ever sat on it?
Yeah. No, not yet. I'm
okay.
Saving that for
all
a
right.
rainy day.
Keep that one in the holster.
What else?
6-9 Chiefs.
I bet a lot of people would say Amber lamps. Mm-hmm. I kind of think we should put them amateurs.
I'm with you. I agree.
I think Amber lamps lets them off the hook.
Yeah.
We're dealing with amateurs?
They were bad before Mahomes got hurt.
Amateurs.
Yeah.
Amateur.
We're dealing with amateurs?
Amateur clown show.
Do you ever think
year.
Of a time Tom Brady would have been called an amateur?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
Nope. Not in this dynasty.
That did not happen. Okay. Chiefs are amateurs. What else?
2-13 Raiders.
Oh, they're trash.
This is as trash gets.
I think it's trash.
You see the game that's lined up this weekend on Saturday?
Yeah,
yes.
Giants, right?
Sunday in the 4 o'clock window.
Giants?
Yeah, Giants, Raiders. The battle for Fernando Mendoza.
Honestly, that's entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
because they don't want to let Jackson Dart do anything.
Maybe we can circle back to Fernando Mendoza, but that guy, he's a perfect Jet and or Raider.
I know. I love Fernando Mendoza.
Do you?
Did you? That post-game interview after winning the Big
Ten? No, that's why he's a bust.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's why he's a winner.
He's like a watered-down Jared Goff.
Oh, no way.
Oh,
he's
yes,
way
right.
better than Jared Goff.
Right, maybe we'll circle back to more of this coming up.
We got to have this.
What else do we have, Bill?
All right, NFC East, the Eagles, 10-5.
Just a bit outside?
Yes.
Yep. Just a bit outside. Like
that defense is Super Bowl caliber, but the offense is still just so disjointed.
Yeah.
They have the talent. They just don't show it.
I have them just a bit outside. I think that's the right place. Okay. I still don't fully buy in,
yep.
but it wouldn't shock me at all if they went on a run.
Agreed.
Next up.
6-8-1 Cowboys.
Amateurs?
Frisky?
Frisky?
Yeah, I mean.
They just got blown out by the Chargers.
Yeah,
they're not frisky.
I don't know. They've been pretty frisky. They have six wins.
Has one hand.
They lost to a quarterback with one hand.
I know, but like that's a team that's going to be in the playoffs. Like, I just think the Cowboys are
all right. We can't normally what we do if we have a tier break like this, we just put it in the middle tier. But you can't put the Cowboys in the amber lamps.
No,
tier.
They're not so amber lamps.
Billy, are they frisky or are they amateurs?
Amateurs.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Dak Prescott has played great this year.
Look, I'll put them.
Dak Prescott needs more credit.
I'll put them to the left of the Bengals and the Dolphins, but they are in the amateur tier.
Okay, fine.
What else?
4-11 Commanders.
Also amateurs?
Trash? I was thinking trash.
Trash them.
I think even in the games that Jaden Daniels
it's trash.
They haven't been good.
Yeah, right. I think Amber Lamps would let them off the hook. Like,
yeah.
When Jaden Daniels has played, they've kind of sucked.
Yep.
Trash. Okay, cool. What else?
2-13 Giants.
Trash.
Also trash.
I think it's trash.
All right, this is important, Shime. Since we rank within the tiers without Keith.
Yeah.
Raiders or Giants all the way to the left?
For Raiders. Me, it's the Giants.
Oh. Billy?
Raiders.
Yeah. You lose again, Sean.
I don't know. I saw maybe it's recency. I thought we were doing recent tiers here. The way the Raiders played against the Houston Texans, far more inspiring than the
lost?
Way the Giants played against the Vikings.
Well, when they lost, they didn't win.
The Giants didn't attempt a pass until the second quarter.
Okay, so?
The Raiders
both lost. Like we are paying attention to what just happened.
Genty
they both lost.
Ashton Genty,
no, Genty looked nice. That's I've been waiting for it. As yeah. I'm like
true.
The King Ashton Genty guy.
Same.
I've been waiting for it. What else?
NFC North Bears 11-4.
Ugh. I mean, I guess just a bit outside. They can't be best.
Just a bit outside.
I love Ben Johnson. God, I love him.
He's
so good.
I hate Caleb Williams.
Mm. Caleb Williams can throw a football, though.
Well.
That throw at the end of the Green Bay Packers game was a seed.
Once every five throws, where you're like, oh, I get why he was the number one pick. And then the other four, you're like, why was he ever the number one pick?
Stat for you, Jones. You'd think that.
I do
stat
think
for
that.
You. Caleb Williams has thrown the least amount of interceptions in a quarterback's first 1,000 passes ever NFL history.
Yeah, you know who else never throws picks? Brissett, and he stinks. So I don't think that means anything. It's like, does he get the right read? Does he understand how to play the position? Is he accurate? No. That would be my stance on
it. It's getting better.
What else?
9-5-1 Packers.
Can I make a case for Frisky?
Sure. I'll listen.
I think without Micah Parsons, and they're missing one of their safeties.
I like it. Frisky.
I don't think they're just a bit outside. Like I
like it.
I would not be shocked if they lose the next two games and somehow the Lions sneak into the playoffs.
Okay, you're frisky, Green Bay. Deal with that.
Yeah.
Who else?
8-7 Lions.
Sam?
Talk about frisky. Yeah. I don't know what happened in that Steelers game, but like they could be Jahmyr Gibbs could run for 200 yards and three touchdowns or have 16 yards. I don't know what that defines frisky to me.
All right, they're at the bottom of the frisky tier, but they're in the frisky tier. Okay, who else?
7-8 Vikings.
Oh.
Have to be amateurs,
wait,
right?
Wait, they're 7-8?
Is that true?
Wow.
Bill.
Okay, they're better. Wow, I didn't realize they had that many wins. Yeah, amateurs, though.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Is the right place for them. I'm surprised they have. O'Connell's a good coach. I mean,
coach.
They're horrible.
Well, to be fair, they were, what, a 13-win team last year? 14-win team? Like, that roster's really good. It's just the quarterback is bad.
I can't believe they have 7 wins. Okay, anyways, that's where they go. Who else?
To the south, 8-7 Panthers.
8-7 Panthers are, like, frisky at best.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
I hate to do this in the middle of the tiers. Do we need a new tier? Because I feel like the Panthers and Buccaneers should just be in a tier. Nobody cares who wins the division. these teams suck. Both of them are
we
so
could
bad,
do, we could
and yet
do
one
that.
Of them is going to be in the playoffs.
But now we have me running tier maker for the first time, and I'm not sure I know how to add another tier beyond what we've already added.
Okay, all right, fine. Let's go frisky.
Let's go frisky.
They did beat the Green Bay Packers and the Rams, so I guess we can say frisky.
You're now at the bottom of frisky.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, that's good. Perfect.
Who else?
7-8 Bucks.
Same? Amber Lamps, they've been hurt all year, but now they're healthy.
Now they're healthy, and they still stink. They are giving up so many penalties.
Amateurs?
Yeah, amateurs. Perfect. I think they're going to lose the
division. We are dealing with amateurs.
You're at the top of the amateurs, Bucks. Congratulations. Okay.
6-9 Falcons.
6-9 Falcons are amateurs. That's the right place for them.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Okay.
5-10 Saints.
5-10 Saints. Yep.
Frisky.
I don't mind it at all.
I am a mother shucker. I love Tyler Shuck.
I'm a fan of Tyler. I didn't realize that's how we were referring to ourselves, but yes. I am also a mother shucker as well.
Perfect.
Okay, good.
12-3 Seahawks.
Just a bit outside.
Love it.
Cool. Just a bit outside.
Same wavelength.
Welcome
Love
to the
that.
Top of Just a Bit Outside. Perfect. You might be the one seed, but that's where you go.
Perfect.
Next.
I don't trust Sam Darnold.
The 11-4 49ers.
Just a bit outside.
Okay.
Just a bit outside.
Agree. I'm going to put them below the Broncos. I may have to rethink that. Ram? I'm sorry, Billy?
Yep, the 11-4 Rams.
Best around.
That's what I think. Now we are talking about reacting to last week and results matter.
Yeah.
But they've split with the Seahawks this year. Best around. That's where I put them too. I believe in them. They have a bunch
that
of good wins.
That roster is loaded. And when Davante Adams comes back, they're going to be better again.
Last team.
3-12 Cardinals.
Trash.
I think it's trash.
These borderline look perfect. Okay, here we go. Scheim. Best around. Patriots. Rams. Bills.
Perfect.
Just a bit outside. Seahawks. Broncos. Niners. I may have to rethink that order. Jaguars. Eagles. Chargers. Bears.
Just a bit outside.
Nailed it.
Your frisky tier. Texans. Packers. Steelers. Lions. Panthers. Saints. In the Amber Lambs tier, you have the Ravens and the Colts.
Great Amber Lambs.
Dealing with amateurs. Bucks. Chiefs. Cowboys. Vikings.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Falcons. Bengals. Dolphins. And then all the way down in your trash, you'll find the Raiders, the Giants, the Jets, the Browns, the Titans, the Commanders, and the Cardinals.
I think it's trash.
Okay. I think that's perfect.
Great work. Keep an
eye
out
by you.
At Jones and Keefe for those on Twitter and Instagram. Scheim in for Keefe today. Let's give you a quick Red Sox update. Apparently, they want to turn into Chaim Bloom St. Louis Cardinals. We'll do that next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Sure, we're still looking for any opportunity to improve our team. We feel like we've got a competitive team and one that's capable of a postseason run, but we also recognize that, you know, at this point, the roster is probably incomplete, you know, and it doesn't make any sense to turn off specific paths to improving. So we'll continue to look in free agency and look in the trade markets for ways to get better.
Craig Breslow, very interesting. We're going to continue to look at free agents. I would like you to start, Craig, is what I would like you to
do. Would have been nice.
And he's, of course, talking about assembling his St. Louis Cardinals, Boston Red Sox here, as the Red Sox continue to exclusively make trades with Chaim Bloom and the St. Nice. Louis Cardinals.
It's the only one that wants your prospects.
Apparently.
Because he drafted them all.
Look, I think Bloom is a horrible GM, so honestly, I think it's a good methodology. I'm getting a little tired of all of the Cardinals scraps, but like, I bet you're not going to lose a trade with Chaim Bloom.
No, probably
not. So honestly,
not.
It's not a bad place to keep going. We'll update that in a moment. However, a couple of quick Patriots updates. These happened while we were doing the tiers, which are up now. At Jones and Keefe, go seek those out. Twitter and Instagram. Keefe always chastises me for wanting to rank within the tiers. Yeah. We rank within the tiers.
Yes, we did.
Which is just a wonderful,
I gotta tell you, Jones,
wonderful development.
Might be my favorite tiers segment of the year so far.
Oh, you know what? I think it's mine as well.
Yeah.
And that's no shot at Rick.
No, none.
Sick brag,
I
mean, bro.
That has nothing to do with it.
No.
That's just exclusively about how today is gone.
Yeah. As a weekly listener to the tiers, I have to say it was the best one yet.
I would agree. Cosign there. A couple of updates on the Pats. Jared Wilson, Travion Henderson, and Kayshon Booty are all in concussion protocol. That's not a surprise with Henderson and Booty. I guess I didn't realize Jared Wilson was in there.
Neither did I.
So that was an update for me. And then Milton Williams is going to practice today. That was according to Vrabel. And then Milton Williams also talked to reporters afterwards and said, we'll see about playing this week, but he is going to give it a go to get out there on the practice.
Yeah, this defense needs him back. Like, they have been horrible since his departure against the run, just in general. And I think it all started, like, because they were able to defend the run, they made teams one-dimensional, and so they were able to be better against the pass. And now without him, teams can kind of just have their way with this defense, and they need him back for the playoff stretch.
I would agree. We'll look forward to talking to him again on Patriots Fridays coming up here as well throughout the playoffs. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Two minor updates here on the Red Sox as you hear Breslow coming back. Number one, I joke about them calling up the St. Louis Cardinals and wanting to turn into St. Louis East. According to Ken Rosenthal, the Red Sox are discussing another trade with the Cardinals.
Oh, really?
They acquired Steven Matz last year at the trade deadline.
They did.
They have traded this offseason in separate deals for Sonny Gray and Wilson Contreras, which I think are both good deals, by the way, again, because you're dealing with Chaim Bloom.
Yep.
They are now interested, reportedly, in Brendan Donovan, the infielder, second baseman from the Cardinals. He's good for about 10 pops a year, maybe 15 in a good year. Okay. So that's somebody they're calling about. That would be update number one. Any thoughts on Brendan Donovan?
Not really.
I think that's totally fine. I'm not real interested in that.
Like, okay, it's another cheap utility bat, I guess. I mean, sure, whatever. It's not what I want. I'm not going to be happy about
it. I'm fine with good players, but like, if you're getting him instead of Bregman, that stinks.
Oh, that's so bad.
A rival executive also told Ken Rosenthal at The Athletic, the Red Sox have quote-unquote quietly shot Brian Baio. It says, while someone briefed on Red Sox conversations disputed this, they said his name often surfaces when teams ask about the Red Sox young pitching. So the Red Sox are claiming teams are asking about Baio. Other people are saying his name is coming up and he's being quote-unquote quietly shopped. I think if they want to plan something like Baio and Duran in a package for Cole Reagans plus or Joe Ryan plus, to me, that'd be a great move. I like Baio. I don't love Baio. I think Duran has value, and I think the Red Sox have been holding out for said value. So if they're looming with like a bigger blockbuster type of trade and Baio and or Duran are included in it, I'm all for it. And I thought this was a positive update, so, unlike the Donovan.
I find myself between like a rock and a hard place because you're right. I'm with you. I'm for it. I get it. But I'm just kind of getting sick of the value hunting. Like, it's just go out and get good players. Add good players to the roster. If what you said is accurate and like the Brendan Donovan trade, if they do end up making it, he comes in, it's because they're not signing Bregman. To me, it's a total disaster. Like, you are in a position right now where the team is better than it's been in quite a long time. You have the ability and the flexibility with the prospects and everything to get good talent and sign good talent because you have John Henry, who, by the way, just sold the Penguins or is selling the Penguins. Like, you're going to have an influx of cash. You should be spending, and they're not. And so it's like, at one in one side of my mouth. I'm like, yeah, I'm glad they're making their team better by adding guys like this and maybe packaging Breslow and Duran and getting a good pitcher. But at the other side, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Just spend the money. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, too. I will say, if they bring back Bregman, they got better this offseason, which no one wants
Definitely.
To hear.
Yeah, but they have to bring back Bregman.
No, but Bregman, Contreras, Gray, Oviedo. You're better. I just wonder how much better, and I thought they'd take a bigger step forward, and that's still giving them credit for signing Bregman, which they absolutely have not done yet. And, oh, by the way, I heard Bradfo this morning, like, the Blue Jays are in, the Cubs are in, and if he goes to the Blue Jays, along with Alonso in the division now with the Orioles, that's a real nightmare.
Well, and you've seen what they were willing to do for Alonso, for Schwarber. If they're not, like, it doesn't give me a lot of confidence that they actually are going to sign Bregman. They have not shown any desire. Hell, they wouldn't spend $34 million on Murakami.
Right. I mean, look, I might be an idiot. Scratch that. I probably am an idiot. I still believe they're really in play for Bregman. But I get the rug pulled out on me constantly with this Red Sox team. Yeah. I keep wanting to believe, and then they
Did
let me
down.
Did
you get a bag of merch, too, like Wiggy? Because
I got a bag of... No, Keith's the only one who gets merch on this show. And he has to beg for it That's for like true. 6 weeks straight. No, yeah. I don't get any merch.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand. I'll never... I won't believe it until I see it with this Red Sox
No,
team.
Look,
I just can't. I'm not going to get my hopes up. I'm not going to do it.
Well, you know me. I'm a positive guy. I have my hopes up when it comes
Optimistic
to that.
Optimistic Jones is what they call you.
But I understand not wanting to fall for it yet again. 617-779-7937. There's your Red Sox update. We'll circle back on the Bruins and the Celtics later on in the show. Shime is going to finish making his MVP candidacy.
Yes, sir.
For Drake May. His case, I should say, for Drake May. We were rudely interrupted by Hunter Henry earlier today. If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. And on the way next, not only a Tier Tuesday, tiers are up at Jones and Keefe. It is also a Tom E. Tuesday. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.